AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Trump is rallying voters in the Florida Panhandle tonight after a mid-state visit to seniors, blasting Joe Biden on his energy policy.
It was a cheery president who told reporters last night went well.
Great reviews, great polls, great everything.
While he's been on the defensive over the virus pandemic, the roles are flipped today after Biden said last night he backs a transition away from oil in the U.S., a statement that could hurt him with voters in swing states like Pennsylvania and Texas. Biden running mate Kamala Harris said he's talking about banning taxpayer subsidies to fossil fuel companies.
Joe Biden is not going to ban fracking.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Senate will meet this weekend, getting ready for a confirmation vote expected Monday to put Judge Amy Coney Barrett on the U.S. Supreme Court. Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
We're here to actually consider an outstanding nominee whose qualifications nobody doubts.
There's been a crash of a Navy aircraft in Magnolia Springs, Alabama. It appears to have sparked a house fire. A Wisconsin appeals court's blocking the governor from placing occupancy limits on bars and restaurants at 25%. That ruling against Governor Tony Evers in favor of a tavern owner's group comes at a time when virus cases surge in Wisconsin and much of the Midwest. Two drug makers, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, say they're cleared to resume vaccine testing. Both had to suspend their trials because one of their volunteer recipients had taken ill. The rate of suicides has fallen in the U.S. Here's our Shelley Adler.
New government data shows the suicide rate fell slightly last year. That's the first annual decline in more than a decade. The decrease may be partly due to years of suicide prevention efforts like increasing mental health screenings.
Scientists in Washington State say they found a nest of so-called murder hornets. They plan to wipe it out this weekend. This is AP News. Bruce Springsteen's new album, Letter to You, has dropped, along with the documentary.
Crowd among the trees like that.
This is Springsteen and the E Street Band's first studio album since 1984's Born in the USA.
I started playing the guitar because I was looking for someone to correspond with. And after all this time, I still feel that need to talk to you.
Tom Zimney directs the documentary, but he doesn't consider himself a traditional director.
I really just observed and was a fly on the wall.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band have been together for 45 years.
Our years of playing together have created a shorthand and an efficiency in the studio comparable to that of a finely tuned racing engine.
I'm Ed Donahue.
You can't get anything you want now at Alice's Restaurant. 73-year-old Arlo Guthrie has announced that he's retired, even canceling shows that he had planned for next year. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.